Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. His comments, documents, and even musings have sparked debate within the Catholic community from Boston to Rome. In the one-plus years that Pope Francis has held the office, he's talked of recentering the Church on helping the poor and of de-emphasizing divisive social topics. He's been back and forth on some hot-button issues. For example, he's reaffirmed the Church's inability, he says, to ordain women as priests, but has also suggested a greater role for women in the Church. He's condemned same-sex marriage, but has also hinted at support for civil unions and spoken of tolerance for gays.
I think he has certainly reinvigorated interest in Catholicism and the Catholic community in general.
That is Thomas Groom, professor of theology and chief theologian at Boston College.
He's been a breath of fresh air, really. Some people say, well, it's just stylistic. But if you're the Pope, style is substance.
Some say Francis is offering up a bold new vision for the Catholic Church. Others say he's offering the same long-time Church message, only in a different package. That's the hope, at least, of C.J. Doyle, the outspoken executive director of the Conservative Catholic Action League of Massachusetts.
There is a certain wave of popularity now, but what happens 2, 3, 4 years down the road when people realize that the Catholic Church ultimately, however it massages its message, ultimately isn't going to change the reality of its doctrines and of its moral requirements?
Doyle's group recently condemned a booth set up by the Franciscan Friars at the Gay Pride Festival on Boston City Hall Plaza, where a T-shirt was being sold emblazoned with the words, "Who am I to judge?" A statement made by Francis about gays in the Church.
Some of the things that Pope Francis has done has been very demoralizing to faithful Catholics. He said a lot of things that are very critical, particularly of traditional Catholics.
On the other side, one house of worship in Boston encouraged by Francis is the Paulist Center, named after St. Paul and run by an order of priests whose stated mission is to search out those who have no church home and to not condemn culture. Father Frank Desiderio is the Paulist Center director.
He's creating space for dialogue. I mean, he's trying to do that in terms of openness to, like, the Orthodox Christians in the East. He's trying to do that in terms of openness to non-Catholic Christian religions like, you know, Protestantism. And I think just in general, it's like, let's be welcoming and invite people into a conversation rather than, you know, erect barriers.
The Paulist Center, near the State House on Beacon Hill, has long operated a weekly soup kitchen for the poor and attracts worshipers, poor or not, from across the Boston area. Those who belong are called members, not parishioners, and include some who feel alienated by the mainstream Catholic Church, including Bob Bordone.
You know, I'm actually a cradle Catholic, so I never quite gave up on the Catholic Church, but definitely felt for a long period of time like a stranger in his own church.
We met Bob Bordone at a Sunday night service. He's openly gay and says he's genuinely excited to worship at the Paulist Center, a feeling he didn't have elsewhere.
And actually really came here during the time when Massachusetts was in the throes of the same-sex marriage debates, and was really trying to find a Catholic church that would be welcoming to me and that would be supportive of GLBTQ people. We really think of ourselves as an intentional community.
Father Desiderio thinks it's a feeling that's growing.
I know that people have come up to me after Mass and say, this is the first time I've been in church in 30 years, and the reason I came back was because of Pope Francis. So anecdotally, yes, people who in the past felt excluded no longer feel excluded.
In terms of helping to serve the poor and in calling for more inclusiveness or tolerance, do you think that Pope Francis is calling for the Catholic Church to be a little more like the Paulist Center?
I like to say that, you know, if you like Pope Francis, you'll love the Paulist Center.
Boston College theology professor Thomas Groom implies that at this moment in church history, with Francis at the Vatican, the Paulists have a right to toot their horn.
They've been carrying that torch for the last 40 years for so many Catholics that could have been alienated from their faith if it hadn't been for the Paulist Center. There's an old Gaelic saying, "Chucky our law." It means our day has come. And in a sense, I would say the Paulist Center people are saying, our day has come with Francis.
While many Catholics are feeling more at home in the church under Francis, don't count C.J. Doyle and his Catholic Action League among them.
I think there's some very problematic aspects of this papacy. I'm not an enthusiast for Francis's approach, but still he's the Pope, and hopefully he will be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Voices of Boston area Catholics about the church under Pope Francis, who will most certainly be in the news next week when, for the first time, he meets with victims of clergy sex abuse from the U.S. and elsewhere. He's appointed Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley to a Vatican panel addressing the issue of clergy abuse. WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.